Chapter 11. Salahaddin finds the black cat. 10 minutes later, there was a knock at the door of Salahaddin's cabin. It was the steward.
"Do you want to eat in the dining room or in your cabin, sir?"
asked the steward. "Where do people usually eat?" asked Salahaddin.
"In the dining room," replied the steward. "But you can have your dinner in your cabin if you want."
"That's an idea," said Salahaddin. "I'll eat here."
"I'll bring you dinner at 8 o'clock, then," said the steward,
and walked down the corridor. Salahaddin watched the steward carefully. The steward walked to a small room under the stairs. Salahaddin took out his notebook and drew a plan of the corridor and the cabins. After a few moments, the steward came out of his room and walked down the corridor. Salahaddin waited for 5 minutes. Everything was quiet in the corridor. Salahaddin left his cabin and walked quietly to the steward's room under the stairs. The steward had not locked the door. Salahaddin opened it carefully and looked in. The room was small, with brushes and cleaning things in it. There were some hooks on the wall. A key hung from every hook, and there was a number above each one. Salahaddin took the key of cabin 22 and went to the door. Suddenly he heard a noise. Peterson had come back. He was standing at the door of his cabin. Salahaddin waited in the steward's room. Peterson went into his cabin and closed the door. Salahaddin quietly went back to his own cabin, sat down and listened. There was the noise of music. Peterson had turned on a radio. Then there was the noise of running water. Peterson was having a shower. Salahaddin had a shower too, got dressed, and waited. A few minutes later, there was a knock at his door. The steward had brought Salahaddin's dinner. At the same time, Peterson came out of his cabin. He locked the door and walked down the corridor. Peterson was going to the dining room. The steward went away, and Salahaddin was left alone. He looked out into the corridor. Everything was quiet. Salahaddin left his cabin and crossed the corridor. He put the key in the lock of cabin 22 and quietly opened the door. Then he went into the cabin and shut the door carefully behind him. Salahaddin looked round the cabin. There was a case on top of the cupboard and some clothes on the bed. But he did not see a box. He looked inside the shower room. It was empty. "The black cat must be here," thought Salahaddin. "Where has he hidden it?" Then he had an idea. The shower room was very high. Salahaddin looked up. There was a box placed above the shower. Salahaddin lifted the box down on the bed and started to open it. But something had gone wrong. There was a noise, and the door of cabin 22 suddenly opened. There was a man in the doorway. It was Peterson, and he had a gun in his hand. The gun was pointing at Salahaddin.